Then in later years, Charlie McKimmy took the whole thing over. He was worked for Letterman, and then he took over the thing on his own. Him and Selke and them, and they used to buy spuds and they sent them to different places in England. That was in the late years, in the 50s and 60s. That all types of spuds. Home Guards and Pilot and Iron Banner and Majestic Mara Spear and all that type of stuff. I'll already spuds on there. That's just how I know. You know any of that, I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
the name.
You know. Exactly.
Lorried coal. But I took coal to Rathmullen and that was £6 a ton. That was the coal, 6 shillings a bag. It was in 100-weight bags. You felt it and you took it and you sold it over there then. And for 6 shillings a bag, you carried it off. They wouldn't be the modern day bags, the same as now. Old sport bags, every kind, 200-weight bags and one thing, another, you know. Went to Dublin for Guinness Brewery. And
you carried barrels of Guinness?
Aye. For a strike on, you see. On and there was nobody operating, so we'd done that.
So you were taking it to the pubs locally and around the country?
You would, aye. It was in barrels, you see, big heavy barrels. You had 3 or 4 tyres and you put the tyres down the ground and you tipped the barrel down on it, you know, you put the end of the barrel down.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let it hit the ground for you'd burst, you know. They were exceptionally very strong barrels, Guinness barrels, you know. And we went to...
How long did that strike last then?
Well, it didn't last very, very long altogether, you know. I would say myself that maybe I'd done about 3 or 4 runs, you know. And then I was up then, with Mandy's lorry before that, we were up in Dublin.
Was that Mandy McGrady's?
Mandy Gallagher.
Gallagher.
We were up in Dublin and for the timber for that dance hall that's down there. It was there at that time, it's a cafe now, and a place called T&C Martin's, who stayed in Dublin 3 or 4 days. We left Dublin at dinner time, we'll say today. And we drove all night and next night we were home. It was about 2 days nearly coming. But we had a big load of timber on a small lorry and T&C Martins, who got to get it cut, and you dare put your hand on anything because if you did, the men working there would strike. You couldn't, they'd done the putting on of the timber and you backed in there and you'd done your own thing. You sit there till the load was on, so that'd be 2 days.